Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 21 today, verses 21 through 23. Proverbs 21, verses 21 through 23. It says, whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Now, the key to unlocking these verses today, these three verses that we have, is in verse 22. Look at verse 22 again. It says, a wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. You see, the scripture all throughout teaches us that wisdom is better than might. Let me say that to you again. Wisdom is better than might. In Proverbs chapter 24, listen to verses 5 and 6. It says, a wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. For by wise guidance you can wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. Again, he says there's more value and more power in wisdom than in might just by itself. Over in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, listen to verse 19. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 19, it says, wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. Say it again. Wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. Jump over to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Listen to verses 13 through 18. It says, I have also seen this example of wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it and besieged it, building great siege works against it. But there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that poor man. But I say that wisdom is better than might, though the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. The words of the wise heard in quiet are better than the shouting of a ruler among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Again, all through Ecclesiastes, Solomon's pointing out wisdom is better than might. Over in the book of James, listen to verses 13 through 18 in James chapter 3. James 3, verses 13 through 18, it says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Did you catch that? He says, you don't need to be boastful and jealous and full of ambition and trying to use power and might to get your things done. No, spirituality is found in wisdom. Wisdom is shown in meekness. Wisdom is shown in gentleness. It's pure, full of mercy, good fruits. It's impartial. It's sincere. Oh, by the way, this wisdom comes only from God through Christ. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And then he goes on and says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Hopefully we understand that true wisdom doesn't come from book learning, as they say. True wisdom doesn't come from years of degrees and doctorates and master's degrees. Wisdom comes from the Lord. Wisdom comes from above, not the world's type of wisdom, but the spiritual type of wisdom that comes from the Lord and comes through His Spirit. And folks, I want to just challenge you today. You're dealing with an issue, and is your first temptation to come up with this big army, if you will, or this big powerful plan to defeat the situation or to win the battle? Spend some time in prayer. Seek God for His wisdom. Don't do anything until you know what He wants you to do, and then act in the way in which He leads you. You may be surprising how mild and peaceable it is, and watch how powerfully He works, because wisdom is better than might. See, whoever pursues righteousness and kindness is going to find life and righteousness and honor. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Why? Because a wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Relax, ask God for wisdom, act in what He says, and watch how He works it out with His power. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.